Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, you look a little shaken up. Is everything all right?
Yeah, it's just that I did one of those video calls with my doctor, and he said I may have developed a condition from spending all this time at home in my basement.
Really? What is it?
Screamadelica.
Okay, Patrick, today we're going to try to get caught up a little bit on the fan mail, all right?
Great.
We haven't done the fan mail in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And
it keeps rolling in.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And we have some really good stuff, and I feel bad when we don't get to it like
Me
we
too.
Should. So let's do that today. Before we do, we need to give a couple shout-outs to new patrons. We have new patrons.
Oh, excellent. That's always exciting.
So new patrons, we have two, I think, here who get shout-outs. We may have already shouted out to one of them, but that's okay. You get a double. All right?
Double.
So one of them is Mark Neese.
Mark Neese.
From Michigan.
I know him. He's a good man.
And the other is Herb Fernandez. So,
that name sounds familiar to me, too.
Yeah, he was our listener of the week once.
Yeah, I know him from the Twitters and all that cool stuff. Great. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, so we really appreciate that. And if anybody else would like to be a patron of the show and, you know, get some extra little free stuff and just bond with us a little bit more, you can go to patreon.com/suburbspod, all right?
Do it. I'm hoping Dolly Parton will join at the Dolly Parton level, which is a little higher than everyone else. But if we could get her, that'd be great.
Okay. All right, so there's that. Now, speaking of listeners, we have some fan mail to get to. So the first topic I think we could do today is Perfect Pop.
And
what this is these aren't necessarily new song selections for the Perfect Pop series, but comments on songs that we have already featured.
Great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I will dive in here. We got an email from Niklas Nygaards in Sweden.
Great Niklas Nygaards.
Said, "It was great hearing about the Undertones and Teenage Kicks," he said.
Mm-hmm.
"That song was indeed John Peel's favorite song, and his favorite football team was Liverpool FC."
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
"But his wife, Sheila, is an Ipswich Town supporter. Would you believe it?"
What? I had no idea.
And why does Niklas bring this up, Patrick?
Oh, because Niklas is a huge supporter of Ipswich Town. I think he's kind of leads the Swedish contingent of their supporters. And once he sent us a whole bunch of badges and stickers and stuff, it was great.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. He goes on to say they lived close to Ipswich, so John used to follow her to Ipswich home games quite a lot. He would argue that 20 miles is a lot shorter than 240 miles for a football match. So Ipswich Town and Portman Road it was.
Nice.
She still runs the John Peel Center in Stone Market, Suffolk.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been there, but when we're back to normal, I'll certainly plan to pay a visit next time I'm over to attend an Ipswich Town home game. All right.
Mm. Yep.
And then he says, about the ever-present subject these days of COVID-19 and the story of the guy who thinks of Come On Eileen whenever he hears COVID-19. I read a tweet from a fellow Ipswich Town supporter who said that whenever he heard someone say COVID-19, he expected someone to add Ipswich nil. funny because it's true. We had a terrible season up to the day when the season was put on hold. And then he says, great to hear you guys keeping up the spirit of the show and putting out shows on the interwebs every day. Keep on rocking. Stay safe. Niklas from Sweden. And this was written back in May. We're just getting to this now. But
So when
he talks about the season put on hold, I guess that's what he's referencing there. But anyway.
Yeah, and they've come back a little stronger once the season completed. This year, they're doing pretty well. I'll say really quick, if people are big fans of John Peel, you can go on the John Peel site, and you can actually see these really cool videos where people have come into the John Peel Center and where his record collection is, and they basically are given a challenge of pulling out like 20 records, and they play them and talk about them. And it's really cool that, you know, they've had a whole bunch of different people in there, including Brian Eno and a whole bunch of people. So it's, you know, it's such an amazing record collection. It's neat to see people doing that.
Yeah.
So it's something to check out.
Right. Okay. Then let's see. We got here a Facebook comment from Bill Mulligan, who said, this is in reference to a Nerves song that was selected as a perfect pop song.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you guys name check Paul Collins and Peter Case, but failed to mention the third Nerve, Jack Lee. In addition to hanging on the telephone, the Jack Lee penned song Will Anything Happen was also covered by Blondie on Parallel Lines. And the Paul Young hit Come Back and Stay was a Jack Lee tune.
Ah, interesting.
So there you go.
Oh, very nice. Deep background from Bill. That's fantastic.
Quite a lineup there in the Nerves for such a, really for a band that was together with such a short period of time.
I know. Amazing. Really amazing.
Okay. Now, this, Patrick, you may have to study a little bit. Yeah, I don't know if you can see this on your screen here, but
okay.
Paul Trapp wrote in and he said, a salute to Ben Ignacio for his pick of My Sharona by The Knack for a perfect pop song. He says it's essential and inescapable.
Mm.
Then he goes on to say, The Clash is credited as the band that saved rock and roll, and arguments can, of course, be made for the Ramones and the Sex Pistols. But for me, I believe the honor belongs to the Knack.
Hmm.
Now, hear him out here. This is his evidence,
okay.
Right?
He
presented documentary evidence,
I see that.
Right?
Okay. Okay.
He said, this is very Paul Trapp. He says, check out the top of the Billboard charts for 1977 and 1978. And he provided those. I believe this must be like the year-end... You know,
yeah.
Charts
okay.
for like the whole year, right?
Yeah, right.
Most
right.
popular singles, right?
Right.
In the U.S. And so you can see that here, Patrick, in like 1977.
Yeah.
You've got, you know, Rod Stewart in his sort of like disco pop era, right?
Yeah.
Andy Gibb, The Emotions, Barbara Streisand, you know, and so on. And in 1978, you have Andy Gibb, Bee Gees, Debbie Boone, Bee Gees, Exile,
yeah.
Bee Gees,
Bee Gees.
Player, Andy Gibb, Taste of Honey, and the Commodores, right? So those,
right.
So anyway, what Paul says here is, in the words of Elwood Blues, the majority is, quote, pre-programmed electronic disco, right?
Mm-hmm.
But next up, the chart for 1979. Again, okay. Spots 10 through 2 are disco and AM radio fodder. Then, there at the top, like a shiny beacon of hope, stand The Knack and My Sharona, reminding the masses of the glory of four guys playing rock and roll on their own instruments. And for me, there's more perfect pop from the band. Get in the Wayback Machine and give Your Number or Your Name or Oterra a spin.
Hmm.
And he thanks Ben, and he thanks us, and he thanks The Knack for saving rock and roll. So there you go.
Well, it's well-reasoned, and the circumstantial evidence is presented very clearly. So we'll see what the jury says.
Yeah. Then going back to that, look at that 1979 list there, right? So so you have The Knack, and then you have a Knack at number one, and then you have Donna Summer, Chic, Rod Stewart, Do You Think I'm Sexy, Rod Stewart. Peaches and Herb, Gloria Gaynor, Donna Summer, Village People.
Yeah.
Anita Ward and Robert John. Now, some of those are not bad songs. I definitely like that
right.
Chic song a lot. But
but I
hear what he's saying. That was an era, that very end of the 70s there, at least in the U.S. pop charts, that it was, you know, a lot of electronic, you know, pop dance kind of music, right?
I'm flashing back to the show Solid Gold when hearing that
exactly.
list. The Solid Gold Dancers. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Now, Stephen Routledge wrote in and said, in reference to Mr. Blue Sky, which was a perfect pop selection, he said, another nugget to go with the fire extinguisher cowbell. That was the fact that banging that you hear in the song is drumstick played on a fire extinguisher. but he says another nugget, which many of you may already know, but I didn't until recently, is that the vocoder voice at the very end of the song says, please turn me over. Which makes sense, as Mr. Blue Sky is the last song on side three of that album. I found this a charming little Easter egg that I'd never noticed for years.
Very cool. I did not know that. I'm going to have to go back and examine that closely.
See, now I had that was Out of the Blue album.
Yeah, double album.
But I had it on 8-track, so I didn't get the glory of turning it over. I just got I just had the song interrupted in the middle by,
ka-chunk.
by the big clunk, and then, you know, there was that.
That's cool. Yep. That's very cool.
All right. Now, lastly here, we do have one listener who presents us with a new Perfect Pop selection.
Oh, great. All right? Always welcome.
So we're going to add another one to the list here.
Okay.
Hey, this is Jason from New York City. I figured I would make an attempt for Perfect Pop. It is Primal Scream, Moving On Up. I remember in 91, a friend introduced me to this record for another song that was on the album, Loaded, but you buried the lead when he didn't tell me about Moving On Up. his inspirational message. Apparently, you can't go wrong with moving on up. Curtis Mayfield obviously moves on up as a title. And basically, with the driving beat, the bluesy driving guitar, upbeat song, and the choir female backup singers in the background, it's just a gorgeous song. And as I said, I make an attempt. Primal Scream, moving on up. Thanks. And again, enjoy listening to the show. And thank you for, as I said, keeping us entertained.
I was blind, now I can see.
Like that song.
Great song. I love this record. Screamadelica, it's a fantastic record. It mixes up a lot of different styles, anticipates a bunch of different things that would happen and get take to some extreme levels later on. But interestingly, that song, Jim, is produced by Jimmy Miller, who produced Exile on Main Street, among other Stones records. Yep.
It's funny because it always reminds me of the Stones. I think of it as a little...
It's got that groove, yeah.
It does. I think of it as kind of like maybe a little bit earlier than Exile period. Like I think of it as kind of like late 60s period when they were...
Still got some Brian Jones influence on it.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. When they were doing like, you know, like Gimme Shelter and You Can't Always Get What You Want and that kind of stuff. It feels like it fits in with those records. But yeah, you know, what can you say? That song has a great groove to it. It's like you said, it's kind of uplifting. It just... Yeah. Makes you feel good. It's there's a lot of really interesting details in it that you can kind of spend time with, and really well done.
I think it's a great shout, Jason. Thank you. I always like to listen to that record when I was driving in the car. I'm not sure why, but it was a CD. I had it on CD, maybe still do, and I would always play it in the car when I was driving around, and never found myself necessarily listening to it, you know, like sitting down on headphones or at home, but I loved listening to it in the car. So
it's got a big sound.
Yeah, you know, I guess so. And there's lots to keep you grooving. So thank you, Jason. Good to hear from you, man.
It's kind of Motown-ish in that way, too, that it probably is made for, like, car speakers. You know, it's
just, exactly. Yeah, yeah, probably listen to it on the car speakers before they mastered it or something.
Yeah, very cool. All right, thank you for the pick. Now, if anyone else has perfect pop picks, just call them in. We need to hear your...
got
to
hear your voice.
Hear your voice, so you can call
612-440-1984.
There you go. Or if you want, you can... record a voice memo and email it to us, rock@suburbspod.com. Just to tell us a little bit about why you think a particular song is perfect. That's it.
That's
all it takes.
Yeah.
And then we'll hopefully get enough that we could do another Perfect Pop Week sometime.
Let's do it. And I love Jason's little anecdote about, you know, a friend turning him on for a completely different song. I'm going for that one. That's cool.
That's right.
That's very cool.
That's great. Okay. Tomorrow, we're going to do some more fan mail.
Excellent.
It's the big debate on who is the greatest American band. Remember we had that episode?
Yep.
All right.
I do.
We have people who have weighed in on this. All right.
Excellent.
You're not going to want to miss that.
No.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Oh, that's great. That's gold. Okay.